Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Spike Ferriston. What's up, buddy?
I'm the dumbest guy in town.
No.
So you've got me here.
You're the resident smarty pants. Got you here for a reason.
We're here to tell you how dumb you are. No, but we are trying to understand the fact that the world is getting dumber. As we speak, it's like global warming. It's happening faster.
It's everywhere. Everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Once we meant to melt the dumb ice caps, then, yeah. You know, then the dumb sea rises.
It just rises. The temperature of dumbness rises in the world, and we just are trying to figure it out. You have a great podcast that we just did that
yes.
I really love, Spike's Car Radio.
You guys were great.
It was really fun.
I loved it. I feel like we didn't get enough into cars with you.
It didn't matter. The fans were like, funniest episode ever.
Oh,
I read that
on.
A lot. I did, I swear.
We had a blast doing it with you, and I love how much we scratched the surface of your love of cars, and I just, to me, of like anything, I'm like fascinated by people who have a tremendous knowledge in a certain area.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what's your, like, I know what my favorite is, and I'm just an outsider. I don't have, like, there's, you know, I was saying, there's a Corvette, like, Stingray
right,
body
right.
in my neighborhood, and I'm like, I love that car. Dan's favorite car is the car, your first car
my
that
first
you
My first car, 72 Chevelle.
Yeah. Fantastic yeah. cars. These are all great cars. I was driving here in a brand new GT2 RS. And I found myself for, I think, about 10 minutes of the drive feeling happy and got out of that self-loathing, that
yeah.
self-hatred.
That just
and I
permeates
went, I
this
think,
town.
I think that's what the cars do for me. I think
well,
just,
right.
hey, by the way, 5 or 10 minutes a day, I don't hate myself.
Look,
and I'm not lost in this morbid self-reflection.
For you, it's a car. For other people, it's Lexapro. But for you, it's probably also Lexapro. No, but if you might recognize Spike. He had a fantastic talk show that I watched back in the day. And it was on, we thought it was on FX, but it was on Fox.
It was on Fox. Proper,
on Fox
yeah.
Fox proper.
It was a network
that is
talk
so
show.
Hard to do.
Yeah, it was impossible. It should never have happened.
But
no, it was wonderful.
No, but
was
a great
really
writer
cool.
leading
Thank you.
Up to that. I always felt like that.
Yeah,
was,
I wanted to do a writer-driven late-night show.
Which
that was all just the writer's room.
Phenomenal.
So funny because we talk about friends who have worked on The Daily Show, and they love Jon Stewart. I mean, Jon Stewart is just the best of the best of the best. But I think some of the writers on The Daily Show loved when Kilbourne was on it because he really did what they wrote. Not that
right,
John didn't
right.
do what they wrote, but John gave it
John
so much.
John put English on it and did it his way
yeah.
And really sort of evolved
but
it.
But Kilbourne really executed what the writers were
yeah.
had envisioned.
Well, that's
for
what
it to
you
be.
Do. I mean, that's why you want that job. You want to do as much or as little as you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's your show.
It's an accordion show.
It's an accordion.
Yeah.
You're like, let's make it this big.
Well, I started off writing jokes. So, you know, and then you're the guy picking the jokes and writing them and rewriting. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, you get the right writers. It's such a great job. It's so
it,
much fun.
Well, I
so
love that show,
fun.
And I do think
you
are uniquely designed to help us try and figure this dumb world out as we get great stories sent to us and
Agreed.
Sent to Dan. We've never seen them. You've never heard them.
Okay.
Dan's barely read them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's jump into it, right?
Okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah, here we go. This was sent in by Tony McDaniel
Thank
at
you.
Tony Mac Comedy. So maybe
he's a comedian.
Comic.
I think he's
yeah.
a comedian.
For a second,
yeah.
I was like, is that one of Run DMC?
Yeah.
Is
Tony
McDaniel?
Tony Mac?
Tony McDaniel.
Huntington, West Virginia. Don't
okay.
know that we've been in West Virginia in Dumb People Town.
But
have you ever been to West Virginia? Have you ever been to West Virginia?
No, have you?
Have you ever been to West Virginia?
Yeah, I was just shooting some stuff there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
what
yeah.
part?
I don't recall. I mean, okay. I had the crew. I wasn't there myself, but,
yeah.
but
yeah.
I heard stories of dumb people told.
Yeah.
Isn't that one of the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West, that's Wild and Wonderful Whites
of
West
Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah. We've been
have
to
Have you seen that doc?
No.
Oh, Spike, have you seen that documentary?
No,
you
Is
guys.
It about like a holler somewhere and that whole thing?
It's these
poor white people in West Virginia.
Yeah. And it's crazy.
They have a lot of land. They like to do jackassian stunts there.
But you know,
you're right.
But they might be happier than we are. You said,
oh, they were all extremely happy. The people we shot were very happy.
So then they might, when you say shot, you actually took a gun and shot them.
Yeah, we did.
Execute shooting.
Right. Line them up against the wall. There was no production there. You were just shooting
people. The whites of West Virginia, not as happy.
You do realize that, like, in Hollywood, we just assumed what you were talking about. But if someone's not from Hollywood and you're like, we went to West Virginia to shoot some people.
Yeah.
That feels.
That sounds like I'm shooting them with guns. Yeah. No.
It's like, is that a new thing?
There were two. We shot a couple of television pilots there for television network.
Okay, good. Thank you. I was like, is that a new wing of MoveOn.org?
And it's awesome there. Believe me.
Oh, I know. I did.
It is good tape. You go to West Virginia.
It is beautiful. Morgantown, West Virginia, where University of West Virginia is gorgeous. I mean, a beautiful campus in the mountains, Smoky Mountain. I think Smoky Mountains, maybe.
Yeah. West Virginia gets a shout out on country roads, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. By John Denver.
West Virginia. Mountain Mama.
Take me home. It's often said that thieves will take whatever they can get their hands on. Now, we know this is true because we had the story of someone stealing a cheese grater.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I remember a story, and I don't think we ever did this, where someone robbed the house with
Mason Tackett.
But someone robbed the house with their small child so that the child could get everything off the bottom shelves.
Stop.
Yeah. You got to get your kids in there. Teach them the old trade. So it's really the thrill of the hunt more than even what you're getting is what you're trying to
get.
They couldn't squat.
Nope. No time, Spike.
Anyway, it's often said that thieves will take whatever they can get their hands on. But one burglary case in Huntington has truly left the victim and neighbors dumbfounded.
Oh, well, that was
now you're here.
Saturday, Barry Hyder, not Bill Hader, Barry, which is great.
Barry Hyder
went to his daughter's wedding. One of the happiest moments of his life was followed by one of the most bizarre when he returned home.
What? This is like when players are playing in the Super Bowl and like someone goes to their house and just robs the fuck out of it.
Wasn't that an old trick of the trade that people would like look for funeral announcements, see when the wake was going to be, and then go to the house of those people and rob them while
this is like Dan it is now.
Plan.
Now no, that no, you no, announced
that's
it,
a good no, plan. I'm that was happening to the Dodgers this year.
I know. I remember did Yasiel Puig's house get ripped off.
Exactly.
I remember being a kid and somebody would like we sadly went to a lot of funerals when I was a kid, but and they would say like, oh yeah, we had so and so. We asked them to stay at our house while we were here at the wake or while we were here at the funeral because
on
people
guard.
Do that. Yeah. And weddings guard. They do it too. Usually they just don't know when the wedding.
Is. Well, that's every media. Now it's Instagram. Every vacation picture.
Yeah, right. Hey, we're gone.
Go ahead, help
it's
yourself.
Wide
folks.
Open.
Yeah. You just exactly said it, Randy. Quote. This is from Barry Hyder. Our back door was wide open.
No!
Yeah. Yes.
That is a little on you.
Somebody...
I'm not blaming the victim, but come on.
Well, they didn't leave it that way. That's what was there when they came back. Some they're in the car on the way to the wedding. Do you want to close that door? No, just go.
It's leave it. What do we have to worry about? He's going to do it. Someone's going to steal our pencil cup?
I don't want to get hammered at the wedding and lose our keys and then not be able to get in because our door isn't
just
wide
leave it open.
Open.
I'm just trying to be preemptive.
Somebody had climbed through a window into his house along Monroe Avenue in Huntington. The person right is, do you think we don't need to start telling everybody where they live? They were just robbed.
Yes. Yeah.
We don't need to give the...
They have nothing left.
Yeah, that's
it's all
true.
Gone.
That's
they're starting point. Over. Drop some stuff off.
Put it in. Put it back in the house.
The quote, this is from Barry Hyder. The place was ransacked. Hyder said there had been a leak in his bathroom, so he'd been planning to remodel it and install a brand new commode, which was sitting in a box in his living room.
Commode. I can't tell you the last time I heard a toilet described
commode.
As a Barry, if this commode doesn't get out of our living room, it's been there for four and a half weeks.
You
know Barry was having people over to watch, like, University of West Virginia, and they use...
Where should I sit? Sit on the commode
they
box.
They use the commode as like a
sit on
extra
the throne.
Seat
yeah.
to watch this.
There's like always, there's always a dad visiting his daughter in L.A. who asks the waiter at the Mexican restaurant, where's the commode at around here?
And she's like, I'm trying to be an actor. I was an extra.
Maybe Barry's a hospital worker.
Yeah.
It could
I
be.
Think that I think those are the only folks that say commode.
Yeah.
Well, the thief stole a TV, computer, and the new toilet.
Why? In the middle of a remodel.
Well, in the middle of a living room. I want to know what I want to know is how long was that toilet sitting in the living room in a box?
And how much did his wife when they came back and it was gone? She's like, "I told you. Right. I told you. You put
She's
that
probably
away.
Glad.
If you would have put that in and finished the remodel, we would still have it."
I want to know where they were going to the bathroom.
Yeah,
that's a great
the
question.
The toilet
too.
Is in a box.
Well,
Were they out back? Mm-hmm. It is West Virginia.
It is West Virginia. It is outhouse. But look, here's what I do think
variable
there's...
Variable shithole.
Someone, in his mind, he had logic going. He had...
You said
he
it.
Did.
He said,
you said
he had logic. He was like, look, this is the living room. When do you feel the most alive? When you're taking a really good mm-hmm, shit. Mm-hmm. This toilet... is representative of sure. L-I-V-I-N.
Or maybe it was like, why, yeah, exactly. Why do we need to put rules on where things are?
I just hope that literally.
Let's create our own rules.
That's true. I see a scenario where it weeks of her telling him,
move it.
Get this toilet out of
get
my
it out.
Living room.
And now,
I'm gonna.
And now she
after
is.
After the wedding.
After the
are
wedding.
You married?
Yeah.
So, like, you know that relationship with your wife and vice versa. The idea that you didn't do something and it comes back to bite you in the ass. That's everybody has dealt with.
Yeah, maybe she exactly. was the one who was supposed to put the toilet in. And he kept being like, honey, can you please install this
she's
toilet?
She's like, I'm gonna.
After
the wedding.
We're
Donna,
gonna get through this wedding and then it's toilet time. But until then.
How about the possibility that this toilet was a wedding present?
You forgot.
At the last minute he said, I picked something up. What'd you get? A toilet. She
right.
said, no.
Or it came 3 weeks ago. And they're like, can we put it in? Not till after the wedding. What if they don't go through with it?
Right.
The toilet is one of those things. It's so easy to install. It's really
it
a
is?
5 or 10 minute installation.
You take
yeah.
off.
Have you ever done it?
You unscrew the top
like four,
to the other
it's
one.
It's 4 bolts, right?
You lift it off.
And then you put the other one on top
line
and
it
you
up.
Screw it back down.
Yeah,
that's
it. Right.
That is it.
That's it.
So maybe he just didn't have time to do it.
Or she didn't. But I also.
Or
but
she didn't.
I love the idea, though, of one
she
of them
didn't.
Nagging the other,
yeah.
being like, let us finish this goddamn wedding. But right now, I have centerpieces. That's what I'm dealing with.
I'm trying to do a seating chart, and you're talking to me about the toilet in the other room.
Right? It was her wedding?
It was her daughter's, wedding.
Her daughter's
it was Barry
wedding.
Hyder's daughter's.
Oh.
B.H.
But also...
There's more stuff in that living room.
As
there's
a
more
th- as a
well, there was a TV and a computer, and you know it's a desktop.
And I'm going to say no less than 3 fishing rods.
Oh, 100%.
Just leaned mm-hmm. up against.
The thief was like, what is the most heavy, largest, bulkiest thing I can steal with no street value?
Right.
Grab that toilet over there.
Also, if you're stealing a toilet, you know you've got time.
You've got,
yes.
So
okay, so Dan, do you think this is an inside job? You know what I'm saying? Like they know that
they knew when they knew in the wedding was.
Mm-hmm. They weren't invited.
To say
it's a neighbor down the street who wasn't invited, who thought they should have been invited.
Right.
Now, they know they're gone.
If you're funny, you take the toilet, and then 3 weeks later, you put it on their front doorstep.
No, 3 weeks later, you install it.
You install it in their house.
And they go to sit down, and they don't know why it feels different.
Right.
This has to be meth heads. Maybe. This is a meth head decision.
We'll sell it. We'll sell it.
We can sell it.
We can live in it. We can live in it.
Think about it, dude. Think about it. Everyone needs a toilet.
That's
all we got to do is find someone who needs
great
it.
Great logic. Genius, man.
Yeah.
That's great genius. Logic.
Yeah.
Supply
dude,
you're
and
such
demand.
A genius.
A lot of supply and demand. A lot mm-hmm. of demand. When you need a toilet, it's a lot of demand.
He's on
when
that.
You really need a toilet, that's
everybody.
A lot of demand.
Everybody and everything.
Mm-hmm. Quote, how desperate are you that you steal a toilet of all things? But as Spikes pointed out, how lazy are you that you haven't installed that toilet?
Right. Of all things.
Of all things. Neighbors are confused why a thief would stoop to this new low. I love that they're acting as though the thief stole their photo albums.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you don't need that.
A new low would be an old toilet. If
yeah,
they took an old toilet and said, that would be a real serial killer move.
Who's
like, I got you right here.
And who's going to take the old toilet away, honey? Thieves.
Right.
Thieves will take it away.
I don't understand why someone would steal a toilet, neighbor Ashley Holland said.
To nobody in particular, she just said that loudly. And
someone
then someone's like, write it down.
Right.
If we need more words.
And then it's very sad for somebody to break into somebody's house and steal a toilet. They're literally treating this like it's a puppy. Mm-hmm. Is it that sad that someone stole
it? It was only a 6-week-old toilet, Dan. It wasn't even house trained.
The toilet just kept going into the living room.
But you know, like the fire bugs like to show up to the fire?
Sure.
I think this girl, I think she's
Ashley
the one.
Holland?
Ashley Holland? Ashley did it.
What's going on over
it's
here?
Clear. It's so very clear. I have something to say about it. Well, there are no reporters.
No, yeah.
Right. Ashley,
there's no one here covering this.
Somebody get Ashley's quote here.
Quote this.
By the way, the toilet didn't even have its shots yet.
And then it's a quote, which I think is attributed to Ashley. It just says, It's fitting you stole a toilet because this is a bunch of crap. We love news comedy.
Knew that was
news comedy.
There you go.
And there was a debate whether they could say crap.
Yeah.
They're like, this is going in at 10 p.m. Yeah, we can do it, but I'm not happy about it. We're going to get complaints. Should we take a break and then
Let's take a break. I have a fun little little fact when we come back.
Okay, I can't wait. Spike Fairston is with us. I was Sid Fairston. We'll be back with more Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I hope you did something smart in the break. And let's get to it, Dan.
Before we do,
the podcast is called Spike's Car Radio. If you love cars and you love
a comedy, it's really a car and comedy podcast.
Right. And you love, that's the way in, but like it's you having funny conversations with people that you enjoy in that way.
Yeah, we've had Leno, Carolla. It's all like the secret car guys and then a lot of non-car people. And then it's just, you know, comedians like you guys. Yeah. It's just whoever I want to talk to for an hour a week.
And
the car is the way in.
Right. That's what you said to us right before we sat down. You were like, you made us feel very good because you said, I've wanted you guys on this for a long time, and I don't need to talk to people I don't want to talk to. So the fact that you're here means I wanted to sit down and spend
this time
with
you. Yeah, we're going to have fun, and we did.
We totally did. So anyway, check that out. Are you on you're on the Twitters and on the Instagrams as well? Do you Instagram a bunch of stuff about cars?
Spike, Instagram mostly. Okay. I'm not trusting Facebook these days.
It's getting a little sketchy. Why not?
And we also should remind everybody that on January 11th, we were doing a stand-up show at SF Sketchfest that night. And then after that, at 10:30 over at Cobb's, come over to Dumb People Town, where we will be doing a live Dumb People Town Hall the night before your guys' birthday. It'll be your birthday.
It'll roll into our birthday.
If you haven't heard or we haven't told you yet, Ron Funches is joining us for a live Dumb People Town.
And maybe another special guest on that show,
too. Yeah, that might be great, too. And if you're a Drip member, make sure you follow the protocol on the Facebook page and email us to let us know that you're coming, because we'll also be doing a little meet and greet before the show.
Yep. All right, cool.
Okay. Hyder, that's Barry, if you're nasty.
Hyder.
Says his toilet theft is the last straw. And he is making plans to move to Tennessee to be with relatives. I guess I didn't think about this. Maybe he's unmarried. There might be no one else
in
the house.
This was his saying, you got two strikes against you, West Virginia. If you steal my toilet.
One more thing happens, I'm moving to Tennessee.
By the way, his last name is Hyder, and he didn't do a good job hiding the new toilet. He's not a good hider.
No.
If he goes to Tennessee, is that an upgrade?
No. Somebody else is going on with his family. There's some other detail that
there's
we don't have.
That
this is the last straw, the wedding, the wife. There's a lot wrong with what's happening here.
I kind of am going to pick up on what you're saying, Spike. I don't think he's that mad about the toilet.
No,
I think
I don't either.
He just gave him an excuse to get the fuck
out. He is grateful.
Hold on, because he says, the toilet theft is the last straw. He moved to Huntington last November.
Uh-oh.
And he has been robbed since he moved there. How many times?
All right!
Coming to you with an overview to find out how much damage did they do.
Okay, you guys, we're going to play a little fun guessing game. How many times year?
As Barry Hyder.
I know exactly the number.
Do you think someone has broken into his house and robbed
him? Show your work.
Six times. Why? I don't know.
You just feel it. You see the number.
I see the number.
Okay, all right, Spike said six. Randy or Jason?
Jason, what do you think? He's been robbed four times.
Four times from Jason's club.
Is this including the toilet?
Yes.
Four.
Okay.
Yep.
Three times in a year.
I think he's been robbed nine times.
Like Ferris Bueller says, nine times.
And so the reason they took the toilet is because there's nothing else left.
He's got nothing else.
The computer, the TV. Also,
just wiped him out.
Yes.
He said that's the third desktop that's gone.
This is meth head behavior.
It is.
We need money for meth. Just go to that guy's house.
Or better locks.
All right, Spike, what did you say?
Six.
Jason said four. I said nine.
Nine? Okay. Barry Hyder, get your answers in now, townies, because since moving into Huntington, West Virginia, last November.
This is my favorite part of the show. By the way, just know that
tens of thousands of
people are listening to this somewhere on the subway, at work,
and they're yelling out a number.
They're just like, seven! They're just shouting.
Or they're going, let's move to Huntington, Virginia.
Please,
I got robbed less there.
His last quote is, quote, this is it. I can't handle it anymore. Which probably goes for a lot of areas in his life.
Right. Or a lot of people in West Virginia.
Right, but we wish nothing but the
best. By the way, that's what he says when he finishes dinner, too. He, like, pushes the plate forward, and he's like, this is it.
I can't handle it anymore.
I can't handle it anymore. That's a good feeling, though. When
isn't
you're in
it, episode. Though?
Yeah, when you get endless pasta at Olive Garden. All right.
By the way, when I was younger, I used to be like, endless pasta, I could do that. And I would get, like, 3 bowls of that. Mm-hmm. Now, just to finish a bowl of pasta feels like hard
work.
And like I'll
endless
pay for
gas.
It. Yeah, yeah, I'll be paying for that. Everyone in my life will be paying for it.
All right, we're going
to
get out of here.
You don't even have a living room toilet to do it. In.
And by the way, we're going to start a GoFundMe for this man's new toilet and a moving truck.
definitely the latter.
A moving truck.
Barry Hyder, in the last year of living in Huntington, who's now going back to Tennessee to be with relatives, has been robbed.
This is going to be like 15.
20!
3 times.
Oh, Jay.
I was Jay, right.
Jay, you were one you off.
Well, think about it. If you were robbed 3 times, you'd be upset.
Twice? In one
if you're robbed 3 times, even after the second time, you need to go to hotel rules. Everything in your house needs to be screwed down.
Nail it down.
The TV can't come off the wall. The speakers are nailed to the end table. Like,
or just don't have nice things.
Just get a Ring camera.
Yes.
Just get a Ring camera. You'll resolve this in a minute.
That's you're assuming true. He has a phone. Huh?
I'm going to put that into my GoFundMe for this
get
guy.
Get him a Ring camera. If you like
Ring
it,
camera,
put
a toilet. A toilet with a Ring camera.
A toilet with a Ring camera.
When you flush it, it turns on.
That would be genius. There it is. All right.
That's a story, yes.
That's a story. That's an episode. Spike, thanks for joining us.
That's it?
It's it.
Wow.
It's in and out, man.
Fantastic.
It's
super
fun.
We'll have you back. We'll have you back on another
anytime,
one. Please check out his awesome podcast and follow him on Instagram. And, we got to get back to work.
Dum, 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 dum. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.